Welcome to 9 to 5 Mech Daily for Friday, October 26th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Today is the first day that the new iPhone XR is available in stores and being delivered to customers, and the reception seems to be going very well for the new $749 model. iPhone XR is the first flagship iPhone to launch in six colors, including black, white, red, blue, yellow, and coral. And while it's $250 cheaper than iPhone XS, it's faster than iPhone X, it has a better camera, and has a larger screen than iPhone XS, and the best battery life of any iPhone, including iPhone XS Max. One oddity at launch, though, is that there are no Apple cases for the iPhone XR yet. We still expect Apple to make a clear case for iPhone XR that we've already seen, but it's not shipping yet. Customers will need a third-party case or to wait a little longer for Apple's case to ship. iPhone XR isn't the only thing launching from Apple today either. HomePod is now available to purchase in both Mexico and Spain for the first time after HomePod gained official support for Spanish. Italian blog iSpazio reports that several Apple employees in Italy have been testing the HomePod with Italian language input too, and Apple may be planning to announce the launch for Italy on Tuesday. Apple is also holding its earnings call at the end of next week, however, so either slot could work if true. And finally, you may not want to use the large activity complication on the Infograph modular watch face on Apple Watch Series 4 if you live in a country where the clocks are about to roll back this weekend. That's because there hasn't been a software update since the same daylight saving time bug affected users in Australia earlier this month. The software bug is simple. The large activity complication on Infograph Modular shows a graph for 24 hours, but any change to DST technically results in a day with 23 or 25 hours. The complication isn't designed to adjust to these changes yet. Apple will presumably release a software update before DST ends in the United States. WatchOS 5.1 is currently in beta, which may include the fix and could be released around the Apple event next week. WatchOS 5.0.1 was released on September 27th, a week and a half before the DST bug surfaced. DST starts on the first Sunday of October in Australia and ends on the last Sunday of October across many countries in Europe, including England. In the United States, DST ends on the first Sunday of November, which falls on November 4th this year. When the DST bug struck Apple Watch Series 4 users in Australia earlier this month, the result was consistent crashing and rebooting. The issue automatically resolved when the day changed and the cause corrected itself, and customers who managed to change the watch face complication could avoid it too. Since there's been no software update released for the Apple Watch since the DST bug, however, we have to presume that the same issue will strike across Europe this weekend as well. The difference this time is that we at least know to expect it. You can simply change your watch face or just the large complication on Infograph Modular from activity to avoid the risk of reboots and crashes as the clocks roll back on Sunday. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5 Toys.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys are highlighted by 25% off Clockwork Synergy handmade Apple Watch bands. Our exclusive discount brings Clockwork's Apple Watch bands down to under $20 with free shipping across the board. You can also pick up Elevation Lab's new NightPad 10-watt Qi charger for $28 shipped in our smartphone accessory roundup. Elevation Lab is known for its stylish accessories, and its new Qi charger will look great on your nightstand. And finally, be sure to swing by our Black Friday guide where we're gearing up for this year's biggest holiday shopping event. And if you've not yet downloaded the new 9to5 Toys iOS app, be sure to head over to the App Store where you can get it for free. Custom notifications and Apple Watch support guarantee that you're up to date on all of the best deals throughout the holiday shopping season.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.